ACDC ever going to tour again? They're old, right? Brian Johnson, the lead singer, and Angus Young. I mean, they're all old guys, right? Wait, Angus is dead, I think, right? No, Bon Scott is dead.
It doesn't stop Aerosmith or the Rolling Stones or the Eagles or Bob Seger.
That's true. I think the trouble with, and I saw on one of the DirecTV channels, there's a channel that shows like some concerts and things like that. And I don't know what the name is. I can't remember. But they had an AC/DC concert from Brazil or Argentina on. And it was from a couple of years ago. And Brian Johnson's pipes are not quite what they once were. The way he sings with the rah, and he's screaming, he hasn't quite been able to hold on to those pipes at age 60, whatever. So, okay, I'm going to stop breaking down the AC/DC now because Paul Juergens is bored off his gourd talking about this. Let's do the four-pack. Wow.
Bored off his gourd.
Bored off his... I'm sorry for putting you to sleep there, Juergy.
That's
sorry.
Fine, Mike.
No,
it's your
okay.
Show. It's your show.
No,
that's
fine.
I'm just here for the ride.
No, I'm sorry to
Did
bore you.
Did you see Mother of a Gunderson today?
I didn't see anything, no.
Mother of a Gunderson was here today from
she
Bathgate.
Was?
Yes,
I Cinder met, was here?
I met Mrs. Gunderson.
Well, why didn't she stop in and see me?
I don't know. She was probably
she sends me gifts and everything sometimes.
Whoa,
she sends me
very
food?
Busy. Whoa.
She does.
She sends me food.
Nice lady.
She?
Nice lady.
I thought she did.
She's a little shorter than her son.
Really?
By about 4 feet.
Whoa. Don't mock Cinder.
No,
it's a family gene. It's the cassettes are historically short.
Oh, she was.
The Gundersons are historically 5'10"?
I'm not going to say she
We're
was
average.
Historically short.
Historically
short. That would be nice to say about your mother. Very nice. Stock you come from there, Daniel.
Yes, you've met his father as well, right?
I did, yeah, that's right. Yep.
Actually, when you put the mother and the father together and they're such nice, classy people,
you wonder.
You kind of wonder, don't you? Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show.
Kowalski's going to get mad at us again for not being kind to Daniel, so we've got to watch it. And I talked to his mother about it today.
You talked to Killer Kowalski's mother?
No. Daniel's mother out in the lobby.
Cinder.
Yes. And I said, you know, we're trying to be nice to Daniel.
Speak for yourself. I'm not trying to. Sponsored by Extreme Pizza Kitchen, 1404 33rd Street Southwest, Sweet D. The second caller right now, 237-5948, will win a free certificate to the Extreme Pizza Kitchen. Second caller into this program. Thank you to Extreme Pizza Kitchen for sponsoring. Item number four, Juergy.
Yes.
On the four pack. The weather, terrible over the weekend. Natural gas, not flowing to Fargo. Propane, high in price. What's going on, Juergy?
There's no shortage of wood.
No, there's not. There's no shortage of wood.
This was unusual. Saturday night, I got a call from the station, and they said that XL Energy called the studio, and they needed a news person to call them right away. And the person here, the operator, the board operator, said that they wouldn't tell me what was going on. Really? Because that's really unusual. I mean, maybe if we were in the midst of a power outage and they wanted to get a hold of somebody. So I called them back, and they told me what was going on, that this was kind of a serious situation. And I wasn't aware of the pipeline explosion in Manitoba, but they told me about that. And I said, I'll tell you what, I will head into the station. We'll get it out. We will get it on. I will send out a text alert. We will get it posted. We'll get it on the air, which we did. And got it out there, and then about the time I got home, I guess it was after midnight, I believe XL issued a robo-type call to all their customers, telling them of the potential problem. So shut the thermostat down to 60.
You did?
I did. And as people
You're
were
a true
asked,
patriot.
People were asked to do, and then I kind of rolled around all night thinking, you know, I wonder if the furnace is going to go out. Wonder if the furnace. I have baseboard heat in the basement, so I would have some heat source, but my furnace is gas, and so I was a little concerned. And so now essentially the all clear has been given. They've lifted the appeal, both XL and Great Plains Natural Gas. They had also sent us an alert on Saturday night, and noon I went home and put the furnace back up to 62.
Oh, sure you did. And yep. And kept on going past there about 10 more degrees.
And I took off Norman's sweater. So he's... So we're okay. But it's... In 30-some years, I don't ever recall a natural gas pipeline explosion where there was a threat that there could be a shortage. And we were, in Manitoba, some of the people near the pipeline that ruptured and blew up, they I don't know if they have heat now, but they didn't. And they were
and it was
some areas
colder in Manitoba than it was here.
And yes, some people were in shelters up there. And so they've got it to a point now where we can go back to normal on the XL system in Great Plains, natural gas. So they say that the conservation appeal did pay off, and many of the commercial and business users, which are controlled, their natural gas use, everybody went along with it. People cooperated, and so we made it through. And now politicians are asking about, well, what about, do we have next time?
Do we have plan B?
Right. So
they always wait until something happens. They waited till the train ran off the tracks and exploded. Well, then they were outraged about that. Now the thing explodes. Now they're outraged about that.
I received in the news center today releases from all three members of the North Dakota delegation. One said that they had spoken to XL. Another had repeated essentially what XL had already told us. And, well, I take it back. Two of the three in North Dakota. Congressman Kramer did not send out, that I saw, a release. But there's concern. And so...
Well, apparently Congressman Kramer doesn't care about the people being warm in North Dakota.
No.
I'm outraged at Congressman Kramer.
No.
He doesn't care about people having heat.
I'm sure he does. he just didn't send out a news release.
That's how I'm spinning it. Number three on our list, Jerky. Number three. You know, this is odd. One of the people... who was the Marlboro man. Remember that? Iconic advertising campaign.
Cowboy hat.
With the creased lines in his face and the
big mustache.
And
a cowboy hat.
Couldn't be a more rugged, manly man than the Marlboro man, sucking off a heater, riding his horse out in the Old West. He's dead. He died of...
did he have pneumonia or something?
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease linked to smoking. His name was Eric Lawson.
He's not the first one that's died, right?
I believe he's the third or fourth. Another one died of emphysema in 1987, and another died of lung cancer in 1995. So the Marlboro man is hitting 000 right now in terms of survival. Not good. Hmm. Not good for the Marlboro man.
No. It hasn't paid off for them in the long run.
Short run, they made some good money.
They made some money, and
long run, they're dead.
You pretty much shrink that down
right
to the bare facts.
Well, I'm not being calloused.
Smoking is bad for you. I think we'll all agree.
I think we all will agree. Yes. Everybody will agree.
In my day, well, before my day,
used to encourage.
No, but my parents both smoked, and nobody thought anything of it. My mother smoked when she was pregnant. Everybody smoked in the house.
That explains.
I'm not going to use, Bonnie Amistadi of the news staff, once in a while when I'll do something that may not be the brightest in her eyes, I'll say, hey, and this is true, I was born with my umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. So I'll use that as an excuse once in a while.
Were you really?
I was.
That's fascinating.
No, it's not. I think it happens more often than you think. But I'll say to her, she'll say, can't you believe you wrote that story that went? I'll say, Bonnie, I was born with my... And then I'll try to use that as...
An excuse.
An excuse for doing something stupid.
See, now, back in the old days, they used to encourage
people... who smokes Marlboro cigarettes.
Not anymore.
No. he's done smoking them. Lifelong smoker, by the way. He never did quit. He was hooked on him. Just couldn't stop smoking, even though it killed him.
Marlboro the whole time, you think? Did he switch to lights?
Remember the Seinfeld episode when didn't Kramer become a Marlboro man where he had to smoke cigarettes and
probably
started to get all yellow and
hey, Lisa Bedeau's here with her.
She is
lovely daughter.
Look at that. Yeah. It's Lisa Bedeau.
TV.
She's famous on
TV. TV star.
Speaking of Valley News Live, good segue, Jerky.
That was not planned.
No, it was not planned. But Lisa Bedeau did just walk into our KFGO News Center. the expansive news center. Speaking of Valley News Live, Fargo city prosecutors have declined to file trespassing charges against a local TV news reporter. Remember when Melanie Moore walked into some local schools with a hidden camera? To find out if there's any security in schools. Even though we all know that schools have unlocked front doors. Schools were not happy about that. Talk show hosts, especially from 2 to 5 on KFGO, were not happy about that. There was talk that she would be charged with something. Fargo says, no, we're not going to charge her. And from what I understand, rumor has it, the other police departments are falling in line around the metro area.
Jim Monk has sources in Moorhead that say no, they are not going to charge. To me, it would seem that Minnesota Moorhead had the strongest case because it's a state law.
They have a state law, yeah.
And it's clear on their doors that this entering the school without following the procedures, checking in, is a violation of state law, statute number such and such. Ordinance by Fargo and West Fargo. We were told earlier in the day by West Fargo schools that they were going to make a decision Thursday. Well, now they say they've reached some sort of agreement with Valley News Live, and it doesn't sound like they will ask prosecutors to file any charges either.
They fell like dominoes. They fell like weak dominoes, didn't they? Come on, man!
I'm
a little disappointed on my Moorhead side of the river. There's a big sign in every school that says state law says you can't come in without going through the process.
Well, the city prosecutor in Fargo, Jason Luz, said that it was his opinion and that she was directed by her supervisor to do this. So he didn't feel comfortable, and he took that into account. He didn't feel comfortable charging her because she was...
I have an idea. Charge Ike Walker. He'd be the one pulling the strings, right? He's the puppet master over at Valley News Live.
He's the news director.
Charge him.
They can't.
Can they do... What?
No.
Why not? Because he didn't actually walk into the school? That's no excuse. He was pulling the strings. He's a marionette guy. He's the puppet master. Charge him.
They can't do that. Oh, they can't do that.
This is so disappointing.
It dragged on for a while, though, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Oh, more than a month. And so it looks like it's been resolved and there will not be any charges against the reporter.
Number one Super Bowl may be coming to Minneapolis, Chirgy.
Couple years down the road.
Well,
Governor
yeah.
Dayton, and they put on a full court press today. Came out and had a news conference and said, we're going to go after the Super Bowl in 2018. Look at New York. It could be cold. It could be snowy. We'll have our new stadium. McFeely Field will be done by then. It'll be climate controlled. It'll be a balmy 70 degrees. We'll have hotels and restaurants connected to the Skyway. Indianapolis and New Orleans are finalists for that year. That would be the Super Bowl 52. And so they're putting... their best foot forward with the NFL. I think there'll be an announcement later this month, coming up relatively soon, because they like to plan ahead.
I think we're going to get it.
Brand new stadium. It sounds like it's going to be a beautiful stadium.
Yes.
With
$1 billion.
$1 billion. 200-foot tall windows. The roof is kind of half clear, and so kind of a plexiglass. A lot of glass, and it would be quite, I think, quite a sight for the Super Bowl, and it'd be brand new. I mean, a year or two old, so why not?
I think we'll get it, because it'll be the NFL's way of rewarding the people of Minnesota for shelling out their hard-earned tax dollars to build a stadium for a multi-billionaire.
And it will be a night. The people of Minnesota, I'm sure, will appreciate
yes.
the Super Bowl.
There's like a $12 trillion economic benefit.
And many of the people of Minnesota, I'm sure... like you and your family will be able to load up the pickup and go to the Super Bowl and get in for, you know,
$7 or $10.
I'm sure.
Just like the All-Star game in Minneapolis. There'll be like 4,000 tickets available for the general public that'll be lotteried off. But like 100,000 people are going to register for the lottery. Like 4,000 will get them. Thank you, Jurgi. I need to let you get out of here.
Okay,
we're
Mike.
Way behind.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
See you, Mike.
Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.